Hey, my name is Alan Clear. I'm the Executive Director of the Harm Reduction Coalition. We're based here in New York City in the United States. I know this is a scientific conference, but what we tend to do is science out the people in some ways. It's people want to come and share their research and share their progress, but there's got to be an ongoing voice from people who are living with HIV, vulnerable to HIV, affected by HIV, and whether it's deliberate or not deliberate, conferences such as the AIDS conference set things up to pacify community. And I think there's a lot of dialogue that can happen that tends to get excised out, and we need to make sure and ensure that that dialogue happens. You know, media is another thing that needs to come out of this conference. AIDS is on the back burner. People don't think of it so much in the United States. When we talk about AIDS in the United States, we're most often talking about Africa, perhaps, or every so often the emerging epidemic in Asia. The epidemic that's taking place now in Eastern Europe, Central and Eastern Europe, is pretty much ignored right now. You don't hear very much about that at all, but it's a really serious problem and probably will be as devastating as what's happened in Africa if it's not addressed. So I'd like to hear more about some action that's going to take place to address the epidemic in Eastern Europe and Russia. I'd like to see governments stepping forward and saying we've got to reduce and remove the barriers to all kinds of HIV treatment, prevention, and care. And we saw recently at the United Nations General Assembly Special Session on HIV and AIDS how governments still are not stepping up to the plate to really end this epidemic. There's too much politics involved. There's too much kowtowing to money. When you have medications that should be freely available to everyone, then they should be made freely available to everyone. When you have prevention strategies that work, those prevention strategies should be made available to everyone. There's no universal law that says people need to make profits out of any kind of medication. So I'd like to see some kind of impetus come out of the AIDS conference that will stimulate more action.